This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks so much again for joining us today. Last day of the month, unbelievable, but it's not the last day of our big anniversary sale going on through Sunday. 10%, folks, on 99% of the products in the store. There are a few exceptions. There are some professional products and whatnot, but food, cosmetics, things that we normally don't give senior citizen and sale items, senior citizen discounts to. We're just applying it to everything in the store there, so you get an extra 10% on top of a lot of these sale items and, again, products that we normally do not do that with. So good time to come in. It's been a really busy week, and we appreciate and you people coming in and helping us out and helping yourselves out, too. So it's a win-win situation there. And got a great show today. In a few minutes, we'll have Ted Parker on. He's the owner of a great company called Vibrant Health. People, you know, often ask me, Jim, what do you take and things like that. And I, you know, usually depends who I'm talking to. I'll just make up things. No, I'm teasing. This is one of my go-to products in the store there, and it's Green Vibrance. And I've had Ted on over the years, the formulator of it many years ago, and it's got everything you need in there. I mean, if you gotta pick one product, you don't feel like fooling around with eating correctly, which is always the wrong thing to do. But you know, there are people that do that. It's got such a whole host of things in there, and they're completely transparent about what goes in there, which is really cool. Most companies don't do that. I understand there's proprietary things going on, but their company will tell you the milligrams of all their ingredients and the amounts in there, antioxidants and fibers and the fruits and vegetables and the enzymes, all that stuff. So it's a pretty cool product. Vibrant Health makes a Green Vibrance product, which is just add to water or coconut milk or almond milk or something. And they also make Maximum Vibrance too, which is more of a whole complete meal, and a bunch of other products. So we're going to be discussing that because I think it's a great way to get your nutrition when those times you cannot eat properly, you know. And come on now, how many of us really do that, right? Right? You should be if I'm watching you. But even though I have those bad days, and I'm thankful for a product like that. So we're going to be talking to Ted in just a little bit there. I want to thank also Dr. Hannah last week. We were talking about the Nasipure, about cleaning out the nasal cavities there with their great product there. So if you missed that, you should catch that show. So many people are suffering from allergies and hay fever and things like that, and just the debris, just living in the city here. I know this is not like going downtown, but there's still a lot of pollution in the air. Great idea. I mean, you're going to brush your teeth every day. You should be cleaning out your nose every day, and Nasipure is just a great product to do that. So, you know, check that out too. What else? Oh, I was just listening to Dr. Garko before the show, as I like to do, and he had a representative from Ancient Nutrition on, great company. We've been with them for a long time and had them on the show. We're going to have them on the show again. Actually, a local rep is going to be on the show, which is pretty cool, July 26th. And we're going to kind of be talking about the same thing Dr. Garko talked about. But we have that on sale, too. We talked about the COP multi-collagen with the CBD in there and their golden chai and just some great products that they make, too. So that's on sale. Plus, we got the extra 10% on that going on. So check that out. It's called Ancient Nutrition. It's a really good company. So I'm glad Dr. Garko talked about that. What else we got going on? The demo today, right? We got Green Gorilla CBD is going to be there from 12 to 2 doing a demo. And don't forget, we have our raffle last couple of days to join the raffle for some fantastic products, some up to $150 in prizes there. So nothing you have to do. Just come in and put your name out. It's some of these, about 7-8 companies here offering these prizes out just to celebrate our anniversary in May here. So come and fill that out. And what else? Any new products? So we just got the Gaia in, Gaia Hemp. I know you guys may be, you know, sick about talking about hemp and hearing it all the time, but it's that beneficial. If you're listening to the show before, it really, everything we're talking about there is true. It's such a game changer for so many people. And Gaia just came out with a herb. They did a little differently. You know, they used an alcohol extract, just the hemp. They used the whole plant. They're not really separating the cannabinoids in there. It does have about 20 milligrams of phytocannabinoids, CBD being one of them. But for people who like the idea of a whole plant, and there's a lot of people out there that like that, they don't want anything extracted. They want it basically as much as you can find it in nature there. The Gaia hemp might be a good alternative for them. So we try to, you know, if it's a good company, we try to bring it in, and we try to give information out to the people and let them make their choices out there. I mean, we are becoming the CBD center, I think, of Pennsylvania here. And I really appreciate everybody coming in and saying, well, my friend says to come here. And it really makes me feel good. They said, you guys know what you're talking about. I don't want to do business online with some of these companies. And you've heard that a lot of the experts I've had on the show will comment on some of the CBDs that they tested that people are selling actually have no CBD in it at all. And a lot of them just are not as truthful on label as the companies that we are carrying. So we try to vet them as much as possible when they get into our store. And we feel pretty good that we got everything that you need there. So, again, thanks for your loyalty to the store here. I appreciate that. See, a couple of articles I just wanted to get over with here that I thought were interesting. Oh, well, this is pretty lengthy, so I won't do it probably this week, maybe next week there. And next week we have Boron Homeopathy on, and we're going to have Lois, our registered nurse, and Melissa, our nurse, going to come in and do the show with me. So that's always fun. I'll have the ladies here with me, and that's going to be a lot of fun talking about homeopathy with Boron, the French company there. So, tune in for that. Lois is a hoot. I think Melissa, this is her first time going to come into our show here, but those are our two resident nurses at the store there. Along with, I don't know if we get Dr. Phil in here too. I have a whole, like a mini hospital going on here, and I'll be the patient. About the nice little article. It's in Dr. Mercola's website about why you should embrace healthful sun exposure. And we got some great products there to help with sun exposure too. Really good quality sunscreens. Also internal things like astaxanthin, which is an allergy, very good for sun exposure. It kind of reduces the bad effects of too much sun. Shade factors by Life Extension. These are internal pills that it's made from a fern bush. It does the same thing, kind of like what astaxanthin does. So there's a lot of stuff you can do internally and externally. But the article was pretty good, and it mentions a book by Mark Sorensen. I have not read the book. It's called Embrace the Sun, and he's the founder of Sunlight Institute. He's got a doctorate in education, so he's not a medical doctor. But he feels that sunlight lowers your risk for conditions like type 1 diabetes and MS and osteoporosis and even different types of cancers, including the melanoma. He says taking vitamin D is still a good thing to do, having a check, but you're getting things in the sun that you just don't get from the vitamin D, which one of the things is nitric oxide, that NO production in your body, which opens up all the blood vessels, great for cardiovascular things and great for your love life and things like that. He said you can produce about 20,000 IUs in 20 minutes of ideal unobstructed sun exposure on both sides of the body. I think that's a polite way of saying you want to get out there where the neighbors can't see you, that kind of a thing. But isn't that something? You get about 20,000 there. And he gets into a little bit of a conspiracy type of thing. I don't know how true this is, but interesting. He calls the people that the sunscreen industry as being, you know, highly invested in this products, the sunscreens. They say about 70% of the funding comes from the sunscreen industry. That's, you know, with dermatologists and things like that. And the dermatological societies, they back those who produce these sunscreens. So I don't know. It sounds good, but you never know until you really dig in here. It's just taking his word on this. But he says he has studies in the book. And, again, I have not read the book. But the data in the book says that melanoma, back in 1935, he had 1 in 1,500 people got melanoma. Then in 2000, it was 1 in 50. And now between 2006 and 2015, the rates increased 3% per year. So it just keeps going up. The more we use sunscreen, he said, the more melanoma we get. Australia's proven that for many, many years. They use more sunscreen than any people on Earth, yet they have the highest prevalence of melanoma. Like that. So it's interesting. I might try to get the book and look into it a little bit more. This is just a kind of synopsis of that. But yeah, get out in the sun. They said, you know, the people who have the problems are usually the young kids who've gotten burned, which I probably did. And I think I have some precancerous little spots around there, but I did, not pay attention back when I was a child. I lived in the beach community, in Long Island. So I was out there all the time. And, that can be a problem. So you don't want to get sunburned, but you do need some healthy doses of sun and doing it gradually and things like that. Interesting, you know. I guess, I don't know, would that be it there? Just one little thing I thought was interesting, too, because let me just find it here. There we go. You know me, I'm a, you know, big advocate of exercise, and probably people are tired of me talking about it, but every time I come across a little bit of a study, it's interesting. You know, people usually take the aerobic exercise. They usually do a walk or so, and that's been the go-to type of exercise for heart health. But they're also finding, again, folks, that resistance exercise, that means using weights and those bands, resistant bands and things, or even just doing your own body weight stuff like push-ups and jumping jacks and pull-ups. In a study of more than 12,000 people, resistance trainings for up to 59 minutes per week. They can't say 60. I don't know why. 59 minutes per week. It reduced the risk for heart disease and stroke by 40 to 70%. Isn't that amazing? They said that weekly 59 minutes could be broken down into shorter periods that are done twice or three times per week. So resistance training for a longer weekly period didn't deliver extra benefits, except maybe, you know, looking good on the beach. But look at that, 59 minutes a week. Can you find an hour a week broken up into 7 days if you needed to do some exercise and just lift some weights and things? No, Joe, you can't. You should get this big coffee. Joe needs to get the big coffee. the 20-ouncer. He's doing finger exercises. All right. Joe LeCompte in the control panel there. All right, let's take our quick break. Come back with Ted Parker. We're going to talk some fantastic stuff, vibrant health, and we're wishing you that also. Be right back.
He can play the honky-tonk like anything.
Give your body the power to heal, the energy to thrive. Green Vibrance by Vibrant Health is the highest quality green superfood on the market. Green Vibrance powdered drink mix feeds each cell what it needs to run at peak efficiency and then helps each nutrient get where it needs to go. It's 39 concentrated foods and botanical extracts pour in a rich cocktail of potent antioxidants and provide a host of trace nutrients your cells probably haven't seen in years. And with 25 billion probiotics per serving, Green Vibrance helps restore and maintain maintain healthy digestion, making sure you get all the great nutrients it brings. Green Vibrance is part of the Vibrant Health brand of products that assist the healing of illness and the establishment of optimum health. You'll find Green Vibrance and other Vibrant Health products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The end is near. The party ends this Sunday. Don't miss out on Holly Hill Health Foods' 28th anniversary celebration with savings of up to 65% on over 35 vitamin and healthcare companies. But wait, there's more. Now through this Sunday, get an additional 10% off everything in the entire store, even natural cosmetics, foods, teas, water, and shower filters. That's an extra 10% off the entire store, even our already lowest sale prices on popular hemp products and products from Garden of Life, Country Life, Solgar, Now Vitamins, and much more. Save an additional 10% off all products in the entire store. Only professional lines excluded. The clock is ticking. Holly Hill Health Foods' 28th anniversary celebration comes to an end at 5 o'clock this Sunday, June 2nd. Before we close the doors, 7 great door prizes will be awarded. Values up to $125. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.
WNTV AM 1440.
Okay. All right, we are back, and on the line we have Mr. Ted Parker, president of Vibrant Health. Welcome, Ted, again.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. So, boy, it's been about, I think we got you on about a year or so ago, and I'm so glad you're back. And one thing about Ted, folks, and I got to tell you, the man looks like he owns a good health food company, health product company. I can't tell you how many CEOs I've seen of some of the companies, and you go, are they actually out there exercising and eating right, you know? And Ted amplifies that tremendously. So it's always a pleasure speaking with you. And Ted, you have a little, you know, Uh-oh. Did I insult him? We're going to get him back on, folks. It's true, Ted. Ted's like a prize fighter there. So he's pretty cool. All right, he's getting him back on. I also wanted to talk about honey a little bit, too. And not the one I have at home, but the product. They said that people eat honey are more likely to get a healthy diet and are less likely to be overweight or have high cholesterol or diabetes. This is a survey, which, yeah, surveys, you know, people say what they want to say sometimes. You can't always go by a survey. But this 13,000 American adults they did the survey to. People who regularly eat honey are more likely to keep tabs on their intake of calories and sugar and sodium and gluten, while also striving, they said, to eat plenty of fiber and protein. So honey contains a lot of stuff in there, so just don't too much. Joe, you know how much honey, how many flowers it takes to make a pound of honey? Can you guess? Yeah. 10? close, 2 million. It takes 2 million flowers to make a pound of honey. You're off by how much? Ted, you back on?
I'm back.
I'm so sorry. Did I insult you? What happened there?
I don't know what happened.
That's life. Life happens.
Yeah, it is. Right. It is.
So I don't know if you heard me, but I was just saying it was nice, you know, to see somebody be in good health and in physical shape that's running a company out there.
It's interesting because it kind of builds on what you were saying a moment ago about exercise. And I know you're in phenomenal shape and you exercise, I know, quite a bit.
Right.
Probably daily.
Yeah, I would try. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting having a conversation with my wife and some friends not too long ago. One of my friends had an aneurysm, and it was very close, touch and go for a while.
Sure.
And of course, after the surgeries, which were successful, you know, I talked to her a little bit about her nutritional regimen. And she said, Ted, you know, I just don't know. I feel like giving up because, you know, I take vitamin C, I take all the right things, I eat right, And, you know, after I'm listening to her, I'm going, oh, well, she does take a lot of great things, especially mega doses of vitamin C. Why would she have had an aneurysm?
Right.
So then I said, hey, you know, Dolores, you know, do you, her name is Dolores. I said, do you, you know, what kind of exercise, what's your exercise regimen? And she said that she really doesn't exercise at all.
Mm.
And, you know, listening to your statistics a moment ago just struck me as, you know, it's important. The diet is only half of it, right? I mean, it's so critical to get those nutrients to where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if you are eating well and you're not, your heart isn't pumping and moving, your circulation isn't really good, you're not moving those nutrients to the very peripheries of our body, including our brain. You know,
yeah.
You talked about aneurysm and stroke. And it's only half the job of taking it. So exercise is critically important.
And we're not talking about, you know, lifting six packs of beer home from the store either. That's
no, exactly. That's not it.
There could be some rationale to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny with you, Ted, too. And I want, you know, get into the products really quick because these are great products. But Ted didn't, you know, come from Ted wasn't the son of an owner of an old health food store sweeping out the back door as the products came in and him putting it on the shelf and grew up in this type of atmosphere. He was a product manager for Xerox and Scholastic Corporation. He became the national sales manager. So your degrees are management and marketing from St. John's University and stuff. So you didn't really grow up in this industry like some people have.
No, I was actually dragged into the industry by my wife.
There you go.
Kicking and screaming.
Right.
No, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I was always a fan. Well, not always. I think it was probably sometime around the mid-90s I became a fan of Green Vibrance because I talk about it all the time, how it saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was, you know, dealing with lactose intolerance, immune support issues. I had, my immune system was shot. I had lactose intolerance, you know, it just really ran the gamut because of my diet, my lifestyle. You know, graduating college, I thought I could burn the candle at both ends. And I had this full-time job now, was making money. And I said, hey, you know, I can hang out, you know, like I'm still in college. But, you know, you just couldn't do it because I'd wake up early in the morning. And I realized I started getting sick. I would get, a cold at least twice a year.
Right.
And I thought it was normal to get a cold. You know, they called it a seasonal cold for a reason, right? So I wasn't really surprised that I was getting a seasonal cold. But every season, twice a year. And then once I got lactose intolerant, and I decided, you know, this has got to stop. You know, I need to do something. So I started to exercise, and I started to take this product called Green Vibrance. And I remember reading the structure function when I found it in the closest natural market. It supports nutrition, digestion, circulation, and immunity. And at the time, I knew I was, my nutrition was poor. I was, you know, eating hot dogs off of, you know, near city hot dog stands. I mean,
right.
that's poor nutrition. So I started taking Green Vibrance, and it literally, and I started eating better and exercising, and things started to turn around. And I'd gone a year without getting sick, 2 years, then 3 years, then five, and so on. So it became kind of the product for me. So when my wife opened her store in Mohegan Lake, New York, I asked her to bring it in, and this is what I recommended to customers.
Yeah, it's a great product, folks. I guess in the beginning, I don't think you were on early in the beginning, but it's something that I take on a regular basis. Maybe not every day, but at least a few times a week or more. And if I didn't eat properly, I probably would be doing it on an everyday basis there. It's one of the few products, you know, you've seen online, you see the infomercials and things online about green foods, and everybody's into the green foods. It's been very popular for the last 10 years or so. But there's nothing on the market that even comes close to this. And, when people come in and say, do you have this thing that was advertised? I say, well, what's in it? Well, these 10 or 15, 20 things in there. Well, how much is in there? Well, I don't know. it just says a list, a bunch of it. You're one of the first guys and probably one of the still few people out there at companies that actually will tell you exactly what's in your product.
Yeah, we've always had a practice of full disclosure labeling, and I know a lot of consumers, a lot of listeners probably aren't aware of what that really is, right?
Right.
They probably heard of proprietary blends, and sometimes a lot of customers feel that that's a good thing. You know, it's a proprietary blend. It's special. Well, in our opinion, a proprietary blend doesn't list every ingredient by dose. And as a consumer, you know, myself being one of those consumers, I have a right to know what's in every product that I purchase, and I'd like to know it by dose. I'd like to know how much of each of these ingredients are in there.
Right.
So, you know, spelling it out on the label, telling the customer, really having respect for the end consumer and saying, here's what's in it, it's a good thing for a number of reasons. One, it's transparent. Two, you get to ask, you get to look and ask some questions. Number three, you learn the different strains. You can even, you know, give us a call and say, hey, listen, I you know, call Vibrant Health. I want to know, what is this Lactobacillus rhamnosus HA111 strain?
Right.
And why are there 2.5 billion of those in there? I mean, we'll go through the reason why we put that in the formula at that dose. So it's an education, and I think it also, lastly, it helps the retailers like Holly Hill to be able to explain to the customer, hey, you know, like one ingredient we have in Green Vibrance is green tea, and we get a lot of questions about the green tea extract in there. Well, we tell you that our green tea extract is decaffeinated. It's right there on the label because a lot of customers are concerned about taking caffeine, and we want to make sure that they know that they can take it and safely, you know that there's no caffeine in there.
Right. Right. It's,
folks, you know, we're talking about a product here, Green Vibrance, that talk about nutrient dense, and isn't that what we're all kind of looking for? Sea vegetables, high fiber foods, the probiotics are in there, the antioxidants are in there, the adaptogens, herbs that help adapt to whatever your needs are, immune support there. Enzymes, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't realize you need good quality enzymes to break down material, whether it's in a supplement or in a food base. Tonics in there to keep things going. Skeletal support, which is usually unusual. It's just a great, great product, and you're getting it all covered in here in one great product. I mean, and this is just one of their fantastic products out there, and you can kind of mix it in anything. It's just something that I think it should be in everybody's cabinet at home there or refrigerator. You want to keep it even fresher. But it's just a great thing. And the cool thing about this company is that you guys, Ted, there's always a every year or two you kind of make an adjustment to it.
Yeah, that was a philosophy Mark Timmon, the founder and formulator for Vibrant Health, had back in the late 80s. He, coming from the retail environment, always felt that, you know, I mean, he would look at the products on the shelves and say, well, this is the same product that I sold last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that. Where are the improvements? Obviously, we've learned a lot over the years.
Right.
So, you know, with that knowledge comes a responsibility.
Hmm.
And the responsibility is to improve the formula. So as a company, we do take two steps forward from time to time when we launch new products, but we always take a step back and say, how can we make the products we have better based on current research?
Mm-hmm.
And research is just, it's ongoing. I mean, you know, the universities around the world continue to do these studies on botanicals and new ingredients that are found in nature and beyond nature. Some of these ingredients are created in labs to actually be bioidentical to what's found in fruits and vegetables. So but with all the research that's going on, it just is incumbent upon us as good stewards of the industry to say, hey, let's see what we can do here. And for us, it's fun. We're kind of geeks about nutrition.
Right.
And we're always saying, you know, we look at this as almost software for the body. So, you know, a versions change in software.
Mm-hmm.
There's always an update for your iPhone. Well, there are always updates at Vibrant Health for our formulations.
Yeah, then you don't have to sign anything either.
No.
Which is great.
No, you just get the update.
Right. And now you got a brand new update with the Green Vibrance with CBD as now you're adding in there. And you're using CV Sciences plus CBD oil, which was one of the first company we dealt with about 5 years ago. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's something that we were excited about years ago. You know, you mentioned adaptogens being in Green Vibrance. Adaptogens have always been in Green Vibrance. You know, one of the focus key elements of the formula is immunity, right? So mm-hmm. the idea here is how robust is your immune system going to be if you're stressed out all the time? So we've always had some great adaptogens in the formula, like Eleutherosynthicosis or Siberian ginseng. Holy basil has always been in the formula. So the idea was at some point we wanted to put the third adaptogen in the formula, and that would be CBD. Yeah. Now, CBD is also an antioxidant. It could have gone up to the antioxidants in that category.
Yeah, you can put it everywhere, right?
Yeah, you can really put it in so many places. But, you know, the CV Science material, it has a traceability. It's a great, great material. Out of all the companies that we could have worked with, we chose them because of the quality of their material. But as far as adaptogenic abilities, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really is. So it made it into the formula, and we're really excited that it launched. Actually, it's just this week.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we're going to get that in, folks. Besides the Green Vibrance, there's also Maximum Vibrance too. The world's first future feud, like that. Future food. It's no feuding here, folks. We're getting along here. The world's first future food, and the Maximum Vibrance is a step beyond. It's even too much for me. Like that. Now, again, folks, I eat a pretty clean diet and get my fiber, my organic, my grass-fed stuff and all that. Maximum Vibrance, where would someone take that particular product over the Green Vibrance or vice versa there?
That's a very good question. So anyone who's dealing with pill fatigue, and I have to say I was one of those individuals. When I was taking Green Vibrance over the years, I started to realize that I was also taking a number of different other supplements in addition to supplement. Even though as comprehensive as Green Vibrance is, I also noticed a lot of folks in our employ, some of the reps in the field, folks in the office, were taking a scoop of Green Vibrance, adding a scoop of protein, still taking a multivitamin, taking a fish oil, and it was just like, you know, we can do something better. Why don't we take it to the next level? And we decided to take a few of our products, including Green Vibrance, and marry them together. So Green Vibrance plus a product we have called Spectrum Vibrance, which is our full-spectrum superfood. We added that, a number of ingredients, maybe 30 or some odd ingredients, added to Green Vibrance, which was already 62 ingredients. And then we added an organic multivitamin from a company called Organetics. It was an ingredient called Organ Hemp, which are extracts of guava, lemon, lemon peel, amla, savanthia leaves, holy basil, and aerial parts, and annatto seeds, which had this, you know, really plant-based organic multivitamin.
Mm.
So we added that to it, and then we added a protein to it. So at the end of the day, you mentioned future food, future feud. but we created the first future food, and the reason why we called it that, because it was something that had never been attempted before, which is a combination. It is your multivitamin, it is your protein, it's your green food, it's all your antioxidants, so all your immune support, it's your circulatory support, all your antioxidants, and on and on and on. So, and when we looked at it at the end, and we said, oh my God, this is a 41-gram serving size. So that's the equivalent of taking 41 different supplements or tablets, if you will. I just don't know anyone who's going to do that, except for maybe Mark Timmer, who's the founder of the company.
Right.
I mean, he walks around with a pack of vitamins, about 40 of them, in addition to taking Green Vibrance. But now he just takes Max Vibrance and a few less.
I'll tell you, some of our favorite customers do this, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They are,
you know,
right.
They are pill fatigued.
Yeah.
And, I think the way we look at nutrition and vibrant health, you talk about nutrient density. Nutrient density is critically important. But we really have to say, all right, you know, what are we lacking in our diet? It's always something that we just didn't get long enough for a long enough period of time that'll lead to a problem.
Mm.
So the way we look at nutrition and vibrant health, it really is like a parking lot. I've given this analogy. You may have heard me give this before, but it's almost like the parking lot in front of Holly Hill's health food store, right? So mm-hmm. It's a multitude of spaces. You want all your spaces filled. You want to show up to that store and not see one space available. That's akin to a really healthy, nutritional regimen. Having spaces leave opportunities for voids and sickness and disease. So we really want to fill those spots up so that when sickness and disease enters your parking lot, they can't find a place to park. So it moves on. So, comprehensive nutrition along with nutritional density of supplementation is really important today. We don't really have the option to to say, I can go without having enough vitamin C.
Right.
I can go without having enough chromium in my diet. I mean, these are critical nutrients that we just need to get on a daily basis. If you're not getting it in your foods in the quantity you need, then supplementation is no longer optional. It's mandatory.
Hey, guys, this is Maximum Vibrance, 23 grams of protein, 80 plants. You're getting 7 servings of fruits and vegetables. You're getting all the digestive enzymes. You're getting fiber, extra fiber, which we need, like, tremendously in this country. So it's just a great 120 ingredients in this product here. If I was on a deserted island, this is what I would bring along with a good boat. But this Maximum Vibrance is just a fantastic, fantastic product. We're going to take a quick break. And remember, no matter what Ted said, if the parking lot's full, folks, we do stuff online, so you can just call us there. All right, we'll be right back with Ted Parker.
Maybe we'll leave come springtime. Meanwhile, have another beer.
Give your body the power to heal, the energy to thrive. Green Vibrance by Vibrant Health is the highest quality green superfood on the market. Green Vibrance powdered drink mix feeds each cell what it needs to run at peak efficiency and then helps each nutrient get where it needs to go. Its 39 concentrated foods and botanical extracts pour in a rich cocktail of potent antioxidants and provide a host of trace nutrients your cells probably haven't seen in years. And with 25 billion probiotics per serving, Green Vibrance helps restore and maintain healthy digestion, making sure you get all the great nutrients it brings. Green Vibrance is part of the Vibrant Health brand of products that assist the healing of illness and the establishment of optimum health. You'll find Green Vibrance and other Vibrant Health products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The end is near. The party ends this Sunday. Don't miss out on Holly Hill Health Foods' 28th anniversary celebration with savings of up to 65% on over 35 vitamin and healthcare companies. But wait, there's more. Now through this Sunday, get an additional 10% off everything in the entire store, even natural cosmetics, foods, teas, water, and shower filters. That's an extra 10% off the entire store, even our already lowest sale prices on popular hemp products and products from Garden of Life, Country Life, Soul Bar, Now Vitamins, and much more. Save an additional 10% off all products in the entire store. Only professional lines excluded. The clock is ticking. Holly Hill Health Foods 28th anniversary celebration comes to an end at 5 o'clock this Sunday, June 2nd. Before we close the doors, 7 great door prizes will be awarded. Values up to $125. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.
WNTV AM 1440.
Good song. All right. We are back with Ted Parker, president of Vibrant Health, makers of Green Vibrance and Maximum Vibrance. And when people speak of minerals, Ted, you ask people to list the minerals that they're aware of. And everybody will say calcium and magnesium and zinc and I've never met anybody that throws the word boron in there. And it's such a foundational type of a mineral. What it does with the bone health and the prostate health and the cognitive stuff. Explain to our folks boron, because I really want you to educate people on this fantastic mineral.
Yeah, well, it is not widely dispersed among the planet. Unfortunately, it is found in high concentrations in certain areas where the interesting thing about the high concentrations, like Israel, for example, there is virtually no arthritis.
Hmm.
So then you start to look at some of the studies and you go, okay, well, there was a 1981 water survey done in Israel showed that the Israelis consume about 10 milligrams of boron a day. Their incidence of arthritis is less than 1%.
Hmm.
And in the country of Jamaica, there was a a 1974 soil analysis that showed that daily intake of boron is less than 1%, yet the incidence of arthritis is 70%. So 7 out of 10 people on the island of Jamaica have arthritis, and less than 1% of people in Israel have arthritis. And it all has to do with boron content in the soil or water. So, of course, when I did this white paper, right around the time that we spoke last, when I was on your show, and it was right after that that I really did this deep dive and research on why is it that one country has high levels of arthritis and one country has low levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you really start to look at it, and the incidence of arthritis in the United States is about 20%, so that's 2 in 10 folks, most in elderly, are dealing with arthritic conditions. The amount of boron that we get is about 1 to 2 milligrams a day. Immediately I became bullish on boron. I started to increase the boron in my diet, recommending that we, do it. Everyone does it, and I published this white paper, and you should have it in your store.
Yes,
so
yeah, I do.
If you don't, we're going to get you some more.
Yeah, yeah, it's
because it's fascinating.
It is. Talking about bone health, people will notice it. If you're looking at it probably of a bone formula that you got at our store, so you might see the boron in there. But that's about it when it comes to that. The boron you have is kind of special too, right?
Yeah, so the boron that we use is an ingredient called calcium fructoborate, which is manufactured by a company called Futraceuticals. They're out of Illinois. And Futraceuticals has a patent on this material where they, in a lab, took one molecule of boron and bound it to one molecule of calcium, creating a bioidentical form of boron to what's found in fruits and vegetables. Now, again, we're all about, food for nutrition, not isolated nutrients, especially when it comes to minerals, because minerals are large in their molecule size. They're very coarse. Your cells are teeny tiny, so you just can't assimilate rock. I mean, it just, obviously, right? So we really want to be able to give our customers minerals in plant form. But because you don't find the minerals in high enough concentrations, boron in particular, in high enough concentrations in fruits and vegetables, we had to use this material, which we are happy to use because, again, it is identical to what's found in fruits and vegetables, which means that there's higher absorption, higher bioavailability, so you're getting a higher concentration of boron. And so into your bones, you're synthesizing bones, you're increasing or boosting magnesium absorption because that's what boron does as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting against pesticide-induced oxidative stress and heavy metal toxicity because boron does that as well. You're improving wound healing, a lot of folks don't know that boron isn't just great for your bones. And as I touched on, preventing arthritis, it also helps with wound healing. It increases testosterone in men, decreases estrogen. It does just the opposite in women. It increases estrogen, reduces their testosterone to normal levels. It improves vitamin D efficiency.
One of the big things that I was reading from like a Life Extension article about one study revealed that prostate cancer risk can be reduced simply by consuming a greater amount of boron-rich foods. This study compared the dietary patterns of 76 prostate cancer patients to those of 7,000 men without cancer. Men who ingested the greatest amount of boron were 64% less likely to develop prostate cancer than the men who consumed the least boron. That's not Ted saying this, folks. This is from another paper here. But if you want to drop some PSA levels down, some of you men out there, this might be the thing that that can do that.
Yeah, it's so interesting, those numbers. Those numbers are significant. And, I saw one study that showed the reduction of C-reactive protein in the body by between 37 to 60% just by getting the right amount of boron every day. And as for the listeners that are unaware what C-reactive protein is, it's a marker for inflammation in the body. Your cardiologist will know it very well. They want to keep inflammation down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep inflammation down, your likelihood of having a heart attack goes down. So, calcium fructoborate in particular can lower, has been shown, clinically shown to lower C-reactive protein between 37 to 60%. And that's significant.
Yeah.
So, of course, after I did all this research, I increased my boron from you know, I was just getting 3 milligrams a day in maximum vitamin C or
right.
or
green vitamins. Yeah,
I increased. I now take supernatural boron capsules. I take about 3 additional a day, so I'm up to about 12 milligrams of boron every day, and I never felt better. And you know, I'm extremely active.
Yeah. All right. You convinced me. Here I go.
Yeah. All it's right.
Great. Yeah. I got to ask for a raise again. I can't believe it.
Well, no, you don't, because that's the best part about the calcium for the borate. It's really relatively
yeah, it's
expensive.
True. I'm teasing, folks. Yeah. That's true.
$12.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Gee. Ted, we got a couple of minutes. I am so sorry. I always do this. Just some other great products that they make, folks, is the Immune Defense, excellent, the Cholesterol Blocker, the UT, the Urinary Tract Vibrance, UT Vibrance. Joint Vibrance is great, too. So you're talking about arthritis before. That's a great product, right?
Yeah, it's one of our favorites. It's actually our second bestseller.
Oh, okay.
Joint Vibrance, really, because it has the boron in there. It has the glucosamine, the chondroitin, the MSM, the hyaluronic acid. Everything that you would take separately for joint health is all in Joint Vibrance, because we need to reduce inflammation, hydrate, and rebuild if we're going to rehabilitate your joints.
Hmm.
All three.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing, when you really look at all of those ingredients, they do one of those things, right?
Right.
Hyaluronic acid is a great hydrator. So is glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. But what about the anti-inflammatories? What about turmeric? You need to have that in there, too, right? Curcuminoids. And then what about rebuilding? You need collagen. So there's over 10,600 milligrams of collagen in there, type 1 and type 2, that is going to help to rebuild cartilage and connective tissue.
Yeah.
And coming out at the end of June, we have Joint Vibrance plus CBD, the same CBD from CV Science, with a mega dose, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a much stronger dose.
Super joint. Yeah, it's, you got to be careful with the words there. All right, guys. They also make Immune Defense. Excellent product to keep your immune system up. And their UT Vibrance we sell a lot of also. A great, great product. It's just a great company. You guys are tired of taking a lot of pills. This is one way to get around it. I hear that all the time. Get all your nutrition in there. We do have the line on sale. It's part of our big sale going on at the store there. I think there's some extra sales on that as well. So it's a good time to check this out. They have a great information. Ted, a website they can go to get questions answered and things?
Yeah, so it's vibranthealth.com. It's a plethora of information on the website. And, you know, the folks at Holly Hills have been educated, so if you have any questions, I'm sure they can answer it. And if you would like to ask me any questions, you can always send me an email at tparker@vibranthealth.com.
Oh, that's nice. Not many owners of companies do that. I really appreciate it. Talk about transparency. Goodness gracious. All right. That's fantastic. All right, Ted. Thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate that. And we'll do this again next year, I hope.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, guy. All right, folks. That's it. Please stop by the store. I mean, it's a good time to come in and load up if you're looking to get some good deals going on. You know, leave your name and number for the raffle prize. We'll be announcing that. Next week, again, Boron. We'll have Lois, our two nurses, Lois and Melissa here, also talking about homeopathy. I want you guys to have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Give your body the power to heal, the energy to thrive. Green Vibrance by Vibrant Health is the highest quality green superfood on the market. Green Vibrance powdered drink mix feeds each cell what it needs to run at peak efficiency and then helps each nutrient get where it needs to go. Its 39 concentrated foods and botanical extracts pour in a rich cocktail of potent antioxidants and provide a host of trace nutrients your cells probably haven't seen in years. And with 25 billion probiotics per serving, Green Vibrance helps restore and maintain maintain healthy digestion, making sure you get all the great nutrients it brings. Green Vibrance is part of the Vibrant Health brand of products that assist the healing of illness and the establishment of optimum health. You'll find Green Vibrance and other Vibrant Health products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The end is near. The party ends this Sunday. Don't miss out on Holly Hill Health Foods' 28th anniversary celebration with savings of up to 65% on over 35 vitamin and healthcare companies. But wait, there's more. Now through this Sunday, get an additional 10% off everything in the entire store, even natural cosmetics, foods, teas, water, and shower filters. That's an extra 10% off the entire store, even our already lowest sale prices on popular hemp products and products from Garden of Life, Country Life, Soul Bar, Now Vitamins, and much more. Save an additional 10% off all products in the entire store. Only professional lines excluded. The clock is ticking. Holly Hill Health Foods 28th anniversary celebration comes to an end at 5 o'clock this Sunday, June 2nd. Before we close the doors, 7 great door prizes will be awarded. Values up to $125. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.